Joshua chapter 18. Then the whole congregation of the Israelites assembled at Shiloh, and set up the tent of meeting there. The land lay subdued before them. There remained among the Israelites 7 tribes whose inheritance had not yet been apportioned. So Joshua said to the Israelites, How long will you be slack about going in and taking possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has given you? Provide 3 men from each tribe, and I will send them out that they may begin to go throughout the land, writing a description of it with a view to their inheritances. Then come back to me. They shall divide it into 7 portions, Judah continuing in its territory on the south, and the house of Joseph in their territory on the north. You shall describe the land in 7 divisions, and bring the description here to me, and I will cast lots for you here before the Lord our God. The Levites have no portion among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their heritage, and Gad and Reuben and the half-tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan eastward, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave them. So the men started on their way, and Joshua charged those who went to write the description of the land, saying, Go throughout the land, and write a description of it, and come back to me, and I will cast lots for you here before the Lord in Shiloh. So the men went and traversed the land, and set down in a book a description of it by towns in 7 divisions. Then they came back to Joshua in the camp at Shiloh. And Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord, and there Joshua apportioned the land to the Israelites, to each a portion. The lot of the tribe of Benjamin according to its families came up, and the territory allotted to it fell between the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Joseph. On the north side their boundary began at the Jordan, then the boundary goes up to the slope of Jericho on the north, then up through the hill country westward, and it ends at the wilderness of Beth-Aven. From there the boundary passes along southward in the direction of Luz, to the slope of Luz, that is Bethel, then the boundary goes down to Ataroth-Adar, on the mountain that lies south of lower Beth-Horon. Then the boundary goes in another direction, turning on the western side southward from the mountain that lies to the south opposite Beth-Horon, and it ends at Kiriath-Baal, that is Kiriath-Jearim, a town belonging to the tribe of Judah. This forms the western side. The southern side begins at the outskirts of Kiriath-Jearim, and the boundary goes from there to Ephron, to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah. Then the boundary goes down to the border of the mountain that overlooks the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is at the north end of the valley of Rephaim. And it then goes down the valley of Hinnom, south of the slope of the Jebusites, and downward to En-Rogel. Then it bends in a northerly direction, going on to En-Shemesh, and from there goes to Gelioth, which is opposite the ascent of Adumim. Then it goes down to the stone of Bohan, Reuben's son, and passing on to the north of the slope of Beth-Araba, it goes down to the Araba. Then the boundary passes on to the north of the slope of Beth-Hogla, and the boundary ends at the northern bay of the Dead Sea, at the south end of the Jordan. This is the southern border. The Jordan forms its boundary on the eastern side. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Benjamin, according to its families, boundary by boundary, all around. Now the towns of the tribe of Benjamin, according to their families, were Jericho, Beth-Hogla, Emek-Keziz, Beth-Araba, Zemaraim, Bethel, Avim, Para, Ophrah, Chephar-Ammonai, Ophni, and Geba, 12 towns with their villages. Gibeon, Ramah, Beeroth, Mizpah, Chephirah, Moza, Rikem, Irpiel, Tarala, Zela, Haileph, Jebus, that is Jerusalem, Gibeah, and Kiriath-Jearim, 14 towns with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Benjamin, according to its families. Joshua chapter 19. The second lot came out for Simeon. For the tribe of Simeon, according to its families, its inheritance lay within the inheritance of the tribe of Judah. It had for its inheritance Beersheba, Sheba, Molada, Hazar Shual, Bala, Ezem, El Tolad, Bethul, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susa, Beth Leboth, and Sharushen, 13 towns with their villages, Ain, Rimon, Ether, and Ashan, 4 towns with their villages, together with all the villages all around these towns as far as Baalath Pir, Ramah of the Negeb. This was the inheritance of the tribe of Simeon according to its families. the inheritance of the tribe of Simeon form part of the territory of Judah, because the portion of the tribe of Judah was too large for them. The tribe of Simeon obtained an inheritance within their inheritance. The third lot came up for the tribe of Zebulun, according to its families. The boundary of its inheritance reached as far as Sarid, then its boundary goes up westward and on to Marala and touches Dabesheth, then the wadi that is east of Jokneam. From Sarid it goes in the other direction eastward toward the sunrise to the boundary of Chisloth Tabor. From there it goes to Dabarath, then up to Japhia. From there it passes along on the east toward the sunrise to Gath Hefer, to Ithkazin, and going on to Ramon it bends toward Nea. Then on the north the boundary makes a turn to Hanathon, and it ends at the valley of Iphtah-El, and Katath, Nahalal, Shimron, Idalla, and Bethlehem, 12 towns with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Zebulun, according to its families, these towns with their villages. The fourth lot came out for Issachar, for the tribe of Issachar, according to its families. Its territory included Jezreel, Chesheloth, Shunem, Hapharaim, Shion, Anaharath, Rabith, Kishion, Ibez, Remeth, En-Ganim, En-Hadah, Beth-Pazez. The boundary also touches Tabor, Shahazuma, and Beth-Shemesh, and its boundary ends at the Jordan, 16 towns with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Issachar, according to its families, the towns with their villages. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of Asher, according to its families. Its boundary included Helkath, Hali, Beten, Aksaf, Alamalech, Amad, and Mishal. On the west it touches Carmel and Shihor Libnath. Then it turns eastward, goes to Beth Dagon, and touches Zebulun, and the valley of Iphtah-El, northward to Beth Emek and Neel. Then it continues in the north to Kabul, Ibron, Rehob, Hamon, Kena, as far as Great Sidon. Then the boundary turns to Ramah, reaching to the fortified city of Tyre. Then the boundary turns to Hosa, and it ends at the sea. Mahalab, Akzib, Uma, Aphek, and Rehob, 22 towns with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Asher, according to its families, these towns with their villages. The sixth lot came out for the tribe of Naphtali, for the tribe of Naphtali according to its families. And its boundary ran from Heleph, from the oak and Zeananim, and Adami-Nekeb, and Jabneel, as far as Lakum, and it ended at the Jordan. Then the boundary turns westward to Asnath-Tabor, and goes from there to Hukok, touching Zebulun at the south, and Asher on the west, and Judah on the east at the Jordan. The fortified towns of Zidim, Zer, Hamath, Rakab, Chinnereth, Adama, Rama, Hazor, Kadesh, Edrei, Enhazor, Iron, Migdal-El, Horem, Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh, 19 towns with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Naphtali according to its families, the towns with their villages. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of Dan, according to its families. The territory of its inheritance included Zora, Eshtaol, Ir-Shemesh, Sha'al-Labin, Aijalon, Ithla, Elon, Timna, Ekron, Elteke, Gibbethon, Baalath, Jehud, Beneberak, Gath-Rimon, Me-Jarkon, and Rakon at the border opposite Joppa. When the territory of the Danites was lost to them, the Danites went up and fought against Leshem, and after capturing it and putting it to the sword, they took possession of it and settled in it, calling Leshem Dan, after their ancestor Dan. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Dan, according to their families, these towns with their villages. When they had finished distributing the several territories of the land as inheritances, the Israelites gave an inheritance among them to Joshua son of Nun. By command of the Lord they gave him the town that he asked for, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim. He rebuilt the town and settled in it. These are the inheritances that the priest Eleazar and Joshua son of Nun and the heads of the families of the tribes of the Israelites distributed by lot at Shiloh before the Lord at the entrance of the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing the land. Joshua chapter 20. Then the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, Say to the Israelites, Appoint the cities of refuge, of which I spoke to you through Moses, so that anyone who kills a person without intent or by mistake may flee there. They shall be for you a refuge from the avenger of blood. The slayer shall flee to one of these cities, and shall stand at the entrance of the gate of the city, and explain the case to the elders of that city. Then the fugitive shall be taken into the city, and given a place, and shall remain with them. And if the avenger of blood is in pursuit, they shall not give up the slayer, because the neighbor was killed by mistake, there having been no enmity between them before. The slayer shall remain in that city until there is a trial before the congregation, until the death of the one who is high priest at the time. Then the slayer may return home to the town in which the deed was done. So they set apart Kadesh in Galilee in the hill country of Naphtali, and Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. And beyond the Jordan east of Jericho they appointed Bezer in the wilderness on the table land, from the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth in Gilead, from the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan, from the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities designated for all the Israelites, and for the aliens residing among them, that anyone who killed a person without intent could flee there, so as not to die by the hand of the avenger of blood, until there was a trial before the congregation.